from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every day at this time, except for yesterday and tomorrow, but most days at this time, the Back Page with Bo. Hello, Bo.
So I do have something cry-worthy.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Pat McAfee, longtime WWE Monday Night Raw announcer, announces yesterday, last night on Monday Night Raw, that he is taking a break from Monday Night Raw.
Definitely
as college football season is starting to crank up. As we know, Pat McAfee is one of the hosts of College Game Day. So while he was making this announcement last night, you know, Game Day is going to be in Dublin this weekend where Tech's going to play, Florida State. He also told us who the guest picker was going to be while they're in Ireland.
Program, I get a chance to answer some questions like, the first international show of all time is in Dublin, Ireland. Who should be the guest picker? I said, bang! Give me Sheamus. So the redheaded fella will be picking games and having a blast in Dublin on Saturday. We'll be live with J.R. Mahomes on Friday.
That's the Pat McAfee Show live on Friday from Dublin.
I know Shane. Is he going to be on his show, or is he going to
be the way he was saying he was going to be the guest picker on Game Day. He'll probably be on his show and on Game Day.
Oh, okay.
And Sheamus is Irish.
Sheamus know football?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen a conversation between Sheamus and anybody about football, but yeah, they're not just going to have him on there just for giggles.
Is Sheamus that famous?
In the WWE world, he
right.
is, but
that's a
people
world.
Do know who he is.
I know who he is.
Enough to bring on College Game Day.
I'm just saying, like, usually the guest picker, you know, it's like a, that's like a big time.
He's going back to his homeland.
He is from
Ireland. They don't have enough dump buttons available for Conor McGregor to be there.
So. Okay.
Because that was
that,
the only other guy I would
think
of. That
was going to be
Irish
mine.
Guy you want.
That
yeah.
was going to be mine. But then, like, then I was going back, how much does he know about football?
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to, who's
well,
like.
Let me tell you what I mean, he could. It'd be fun.
Yeah,
it'd
be fun.
Colin Farrell? Liam Neeson?
Oh, God.
I'm just naming Irish people now.
Seeing those guys are Irish, and I didn't even know they were Irish.
Me neither.
Okay.
Sheamus.
Liam's Northern Irish.
So. Okay.
Bono from U2?
There's no way he knows football. I'm sorry. There's no way.
But there was a quarterback named Bono back in the day, I think. Or Bono.
Bono.
Steve Bono.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So coming up this Sunday on
Slim Pickens on the air. Should have had Randy McMichael. It's Irish.
I'm Irish.
I don't know why they didn't call you. Maybe you should put in that request. I would go to Ireland to pick football games.
Hell yeah.
Or
hell
anything
yeah.
else.
I'd go to Ireland really for any
reason. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Coming up this Sunday on MLB Network, one of a kind, the Greg Maddux documentary premieres featuring players that Greg played with, such as Chipper Jones, and players that he played against, such as Barry Bonds.
I saw a preview but I didn't click on a link.
Mark DeRosa was talking about Greg Maddux on the documentary and on MLB Network yesterday, and he shared some insight to the intellect of Greg Maddux, the pitcher, that even starts in spring training.
He was simplistic in his thoughts. He didn't try and waste pitches. If you couldn't hit something, he pounded you with it. He was talking about tunneling in the early 90s. And now it's like this mind-blowing thing. Mm-hmm. He said, you got to bait the hook. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. So I've had him turn to me at third base in spring training and go, watch this pitch I'm going to throw. This guy's going to hit it a mile, and then he'll look for it all year in the season. He won't get it. he constantly, just a genius on the mound.
That's kind of crazy that you could set somebody up in spring training.
It's kind of awesome.
For the season.
All right, I'm going to see this guy, I don't know, maybe 15, 20
times. Division rival, maybe 20 times,
Let me groove him a fastball. He's going to pound it 450, and then he'll be sitting fastball the whole year, and I'm going to strike him out every single time. Because this game doesn't count.
Yep, he's a mad scientist for that.
That's really cool. Now, I do wonder, because, like, I'm sure there'll be all kinds of different stories about how smart he was, what a competitor he was. Kind of a weirdo. Like, they're going to tell weird stories about him, too. Like, he used to pee on people in the shower sometimes.
A big good part?
Yeah, like, he would do that sometimes.
All kind of gross antics, yes.
Hold on. He peed on people?
Yes.
And they just let him?
I don't know if you had a choice.
What do you mean you ain't got a damn choice?
You always have a choice.
You always got a choice. You let another grown man pee on you.
You don't let anybody tell you you don't have a choice.
No. Once it's done, it's done. But his ass going to be lumpy.
Maybe John Smoltz didn't see it that way.
How you don't see another grown man peeing on you as a problem?
Right.
I'm sure they weren't happy with it. This is back when the showers were all just the showers.
That's the only kind of showers I've ever taken in locker rooms. All of us in the same locker, all of us in the shower.
Yeah, pretty standard.
And ain't nobody ever peed on me, Bo. They smoked it and let them pee on him.
I don't think it was let. Well, I mean, in the moment, it wasn't let.
Allowed?
But if you don't do anything afterwards, then let might be the right
allowed?
Word.
I don't know if it was ever more than once, but it was. That is.
But
documented.
It was like a prank, right? Like you peed on. Who did you pee on?
Well, I can find that out if you want a specific people.
Do y'all understand what y'all saying?
I know what I'm saying.
Y'all are making it seem like this is cool.
I am not making it seem like it's cool. I'm just talking about it.
Because it happened.
In no way am I saying, and boy, does that one of the reasons I like Greg Maddux more.
That made me not like him.
I'm just talking about a story that I heard.
He peed on people and ain't nobody say nothing?
Among other various gross things that he used to do. Like, Greg Maddux is kind of gross.
This ain't no practical joke. This nasty.
Right. There's certain things that cross the line of practical joke.
Oh, hell no.
Getting peed on.
Oh, hell no.
Would be over the line.
Boy, he'd be on the damn IL so quick.
What happened to Greg?
I bet there's certain dudes he ain't pee on, though. I bet he ain't pee on.
I think it was just his buddies.
I bet he ain't pee on Ken Caminiti.
They had told stories how they'll be in the shower and they'll look over and Greg's staring right at him.
We don't play like that. Grown men ain't supposed to play in the shower like that, dog. I got plenty of brothers. I love these dudes and I will to death. I ain't finna go play in no shower with him. I'm in there to get clean.
Just get clean and get out.
Hell no.
Did y'all know the CFL?
I'm looking at old Maddux different right now.
Yeah, he peed on people.
Pee on people.
That's what he would do.
Ew.
Golden showers.
Among other things.
Am I like white boogers on people?
Yeah. All kind of pranks.
It's like
that ain't pranking. That's nasty.
It is really funny. Like,
that ain't no prank. You putting a booger on somebody?
A prank is like when you trick someone into thinking something's happening. Like you guys would steal somebody's car, right? Prank. Oh, where'd my car go? That's a prank. Wiping a booger on somebody's just kind of gross.
That's ass whipping material.
Also true.
I don't think this needs to be said. I don't think this needs to be said amongst the group here. But like, no pranks like that.
No.
Okay.
Abe, no peeing on people.
No.
Okay.
We ain't that.
You got it. All right.
Did y'all?
Hasn't agreed.
Abe's over here fuming that we're still talking about this. I think.
Oh, why?
What? It's your segment.
It's a hilarious story.
Yeah. Well, but you know, it's borderline. I don't know. If when you get into the semantics of FCC stuff.
Oh, somebody peeing on you?
Yeah, you're not. You know. Anyway, so don't know the CFL.
Well, now I just want to talk about it more.
Because we ain't talking about freak. We ain't talking about freaky peeing.
Yeah, it's not gross. Yeah, it's gross, but it's not like sexual.
We ain't talking about freaky peeing.
Don't know the CFL was in season right
Some
now.
Some people like
yeah,
that.
I did.
Did you?
I did.
I've never. I don't know. Maybe I just never think about the CFL ever even being in existence because we never see it.
Yeah, the Falcons lost their fourth string quarterback to the CFL.
Yes.
Nathan Rourke.
So over the weekend, we had a funny thing happen. You know, in Jerry World, kicks hit the scoreboard, you know, regularly. Not regularly, but once or twice a season, and they know exactly how to play it. Well, this happened in Canada over the weekend, and the umpire or the referee just wasn't quite sure. So he just said, we'll just have a do-over.
The kick hit the scoreboard, which is pretty odd. We're going to redo everything. We'll redo the play. We'll reset the clock to 244 with a new 20-second clock.
He did not. He don't take his job serious.
You're just saying what we're all thinking.
I love it.
Hey, dog. He
it's like, the most Canadian thing ever.
It is, dog.
The kick hit the scoreboard, which is pretty odd.
And this is him saying this in the microphone to the crowd.
So we're just going to do it over. I don't know what to do.
We're just going to reset the whole thing.
That's pretty odd. We're just going to do it over.
Yeah.
Is that all right, fellas? Okay, we're just going to do it again. The American referee would have come up with something. He would have invented it.
Yeah.
Like Hockley would have made something up.
The only time I've ever played in Jerry World, our kicker hit the damn jumbo.
And what happens?
I was thinking about it. I don't even remember what happened. I think we kicked it over.
I just re-kick it.
We kicked it over.
Oh, so it'd be too official. Yeah. By rule, the ball is dead on contact. It'd be too,
The kick hit the scoreboard,
In the kingdom back in the day, if a pop fly would hit a speaker hanging from the ceiling, you could catch it off the speaker and the guy would be out.
Oh, really?
The speakers were in play.
Some of the catwalks in Tampa are in play. And others are just home run.
As is the roof.
Right, because if it just stays up there, then it's just a home run, right? Because it could just get stuck up
there. Well, certain catwalks, it would be a double.
Oh, okay.
The ones over the infield.
Interesting.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.